Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Official Problem 13, father and son collabo.
That boy Clint.
Got my daughter Mimi on the hook.
What's up, Amira?
I guess you can call this a family affair. Go ahead and do that thing, baby girl.
You are hardcore choreographer. You have to sing about it. Frightened heart, I really doubt it. You ain't really about it. You tell your lies, homie. You're not the type that I'd rather die while you lie to me.
Classic for my people's homie. Yeah. The Wolverine, problem 13, I bring you lethal, homie. Sorry, crest, the flag is lifted. Spit the tightest rap, so gifted. Flow is so swaggeristic. Garbage rap, I have to pitch it. In the trash can with the maggots, close the bag and twist it. Cause all those lies are hard to swallow like a bag of biscuits. Everyone's a thug, nigga, drug dealer, cold killer. Stop living fantasies, you need to come more realer. Like a gorilla, I jump on the track and go bananas. I'm a Muslim on my FOY soldier Santa. I bring the pain like alcohol on an open wound and make you feel the heat as if you caught a heat stroke in June. July or August, I'm the artist that you're counting on to bring the truth, not like these artists I be counting on. Like J.J. Walker, you can call me Kid Dynamite. My rhyme ignites and blows up everything it finds in sight. I'm that type behind the mic, I'm shining bright like a blinding light. I knock your favorite rapper out, but I ain't trying to fight. I'm trying to end careers, message that I send is clear. Step to the fake studio gangster, your end is here.
You are hardcore studio gangster. You have to sing about it, fighting hard, I really got it. You ain't really about it, you telling lies, homie. You're not the type that I could die, why you lie to me? You are hardcore studio gangster. You wanna be a blood, you wanna be a grip. You wanna be a thug with a fully loaded clip. But you ain't none of that, really make me wanna laugh.
We talking dreams, you don't wanna play with mine. That nine on my side, call that nationwide. I was born with struggle, and I was raised with crime.
Honestly, man, you could save it now. These blatant lies you telling to the world is uncalled for. And these people fall for it, thinking that you hardcore. They think that you Tupac, when really you Shamar Moore. Acting, planning out your next shootout on the chalkboard.
Oh, Lord.
See me, I'm not a gangster rapper, but I'm a gangster rapper. I battle, I'm spitting daggers, so I just might shank a rapper. And you a basic actor, lying to get famous after. Think you could see me on this mic, you got my size and came from laughter. Oh, you a gangster, brother, type that always play you gutter. But once some real gangsters run up, you the one that's taking cover. You ain't around when it's time to pay the piper. You ain't no real gangster, you a designated driver.
You a hardcore studio gangster. You have to sing about it, fighting hard, I really doubt it. You ain't really about it, you telling lies, homie. You're not the type that I'd rather die while you lie to me. You a hardcore studio gangster. You wanna be a blood, you wanna be a grip. You wanna be a thug with a fully loaded clip. But you ain't none of that, really make me wanna laugh.
All right, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger, and I further bear witness that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder in our midst. I would like to greet all of you who have so graciously joined us in the chat rooms on Yahoo, Google, and Blog Talk, as well as those of you who are joining us by phone, and our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Young, Gifted, and Black. And I am so honored and so thrilled and privileged tonight, because tonight is a very special night for Young, Gifted, and Black. Just to give you some history, this is a show that I developed maybe 8 or 9 months ago. And really it was titled after a song that I once sung that was, of course, I think it was originally done by Donny Hathaway and later by Aretha Franklin. But many people have done the song Young, Gifted, and Black. And I wanted to dedicate something to our youth. And so in doing so, the whole framework came together of coming with hip-hop music, and I wanted to bring the good news of what our children are doing since we get so much negative news on our children. And so I wanted a young person to host this show, and I've hosted it for the last few months, but I think I finally found someone who is dedicated and ready to take the reins, and I am more than thrilled to pass the reins on to our new host, Brother Ronnie O'Neill III. And in doing so, we have joining us tonight our Queen Hip Hop Mother, Connie Nutmeg Muhammad, and of course, our Godfather. Can't do nothing without the Godfather, Brother Alexander Abdul Aziz Muhammad, better known as Problem 13. So I would like to give all of you the greeting. Assalamu alaikum and Eid Mubarak.
Walaikum
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so let's first introduce Brother Ronnie, who is the new host of Young, Gifted, and Black. So come down front and center, soldier.
Thank you, dear sister. I am your brother. Brother Ronnie O'Neill, first of all, I would like to greet my brothers and sisters in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. And also, I want to greet my long lost brothers and sisters who are out there. Peace be unto you. And so, I am your brother Ronnie O'Neill. I am 25 years old. I am from Tampa, Florida, born and raised here. I am a musician myself. Music has always been my passion. I am doing conscious music myself at the time. I am a member of the Tampa Study Group of the Nation of Islam. And I am proud to be your new host, along with my brother, Tracy X. Who is now Tracy X, and he can't be here with us at this time. But I'm happy and proud and honored to be your new host at Young, Gifted, and Black. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Ronnie. And someone who needs no introduction, so I'm not going to even introduce her, but I'm going to ask her to present herself. Our Queen Hip Hop Mother, Sister Connie Nutmeg Muhammad. Come on, Sister Soldier. Assalamu alaikum, Queen.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am. Eid Mubarak to you, and thank you so much for having me again on your wonderful show. My name is Connie Muhammad. I'm also known, or formerly known as Nutmeg. I am a artist, and I'm also activist in my city, as well as the founder of the Feminine Project Music Showcase to help cultivate female artists in my city, and we're hoping to go abroad with that. I've been doing conscious music for about 5 years now, more so known for some of my earlier work by Ghetto's Child, which had some work with Kool G Rap and other hip-hop legends, and I'm just trying to stay more so on the path that Allah has set me on with conscious music, also nation-focused music to promote and elevate our culture in the Nation of Islam, of which I was exposed to since I was a child. I was born into the nation, so I'm just happy to be here and just happy to be able to do what I'm doing for the elevation of what we believe in and the promotion of what we believe in, as opposed to what our children are being fed out there. And just want to give a shout out to Brother Problem 13 and Brother Ronnie O'Neill. And I know Brother Vaughn's not on yet, but a shout out to Brother Vaughn and his wonderful work that he's doing with his conference, which we'll be talking about in a little bit.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you. Thank you, Sister Queen Connie. And, of course,
oh, that's a lot of titles. Sister Queen
needs.
Connie. I love it.
Queen Connie.
Thank you. You're the queen,
we,
sis.
We are all kings and queens, but then every now and then you get that one. You get that one like the one we're going to bring up now, who is just the godfather of it all. So
I know
it
that's
is
right.
My privilege and pleasure to present to you, I'm not going to introduce him, our dear brother Alexander Abdul Aziz Muhammad, better known as Problem 13, but better known as the Godfather of Young Gifted in Black. Assalamu alaikum, sir. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Good, fam. How's everybody on the line?
Fine. Wonderful.
Blessed. So tell us something, Brother Problem. Tell us something about yourself. Maybe one person out there that don't know who you are.
Well, you know, I'm just an underground artist trying to elevate the condition of hip-hop today, you know what I'm saying? And, it's, you know, if you want to check out what I do, you can go to lookingforaproblem.com. You know what I'm saying? You can stream the music, free downloads, videos, blogs. Everything is on there, lookingforaproblem.com. I'm just your brother, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Allah bless me with a skill and a gift, and I'm just trying to use it, you know, to try to correct some of the ills in society as well as ills that are plaguing the hip-hop culture and community.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. And, well, now I guess I officially turn over my reins. So, Brother Ronnie, are you ready? I'm about to pass the baton. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I feel like I was born ready.
All right. Well, have at it. And, of course, like I said, Brother Bond will be joining us at the top of the second hour. So, Brother Ronnie O'Neill.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, first of all, I would like to start with our sister, you know, Lady First, our sister, Connie Muhammad, the Queen, hip-hop mother. AKA, also known as Nutmeg. Salaam alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
My first question to you is, can you tell us, well, just to brief, you know, the listeners, people who don't know you and never heard about you, can you tell us a little about yourself, where you're from, how old are you, and how long have you been doing this with the 5 years you already said?
I didn't catch the last question, brother.
Oh, I was just saying, can you brief the guests and the listeners a little about yourself, where you're from, how old are you, and how long you've been doing this?
Yes, sir. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. Born in New Orleans, but my parents migrated to Phoenix, Arizona early. And how old are you? I'm 30-something. We'll say that. I'm 30-something. But, I'm basically on the West Coast, and that is the culture that I know here on the West Coast, the music, the sound. That's pretty much what I was raised on, you know, the Ice Cube, N.W.A., Spice One, you know, then when the South rose up. That's pretty much what I was raised on out here. And but my father is from New York, so I got a good piece of both ends when it came to hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So I always loved both sides. Never really understood the fighting and bickering, the East and West Coast rivalry, because I was pretty much exposed to both. So when it came a chance for me to do music with people like Kool G Rap and like that, it was, you know, wonderful because I always knew who he was and I loved his music. So I'm pretty much, I call myself someone, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, but I'm influenced with East Coast influences, if that makes sense.
Yes.
As far as how long I've been doing music, wow, that's a lot to ponder, but 20 plus years, and always writing, always working on my own voice, not really allowing others to define me or write for me or anything of that nature. So that just helped me to grow as an artist. And like the Most Honorable Elijah, the Minister Louis Farrakhan says, we're all gifted, but we have to discover the gift and uncover it and then nurture and develop the gift. So in my earlier years, I believe that that's what was happening, just nurturing it, developing it. And sometimes record labels are too quick to put artists out there before they really develop. So, and sometimes you have music that gets out there, you're like, whoa, you know, I wish that I would have had a chance to develop a little bit more. But you can still see that, you know, God's genius through it all. So I don't take artist development for granted. I'm still developing, and I enjoy helping other artists to get to where they need to go as well, you know, in my city. And what was the last question?
Last question was how long you've been doing music.
Yeah, 20 plus years, brother. It's been a while. My very first album came out in 95, so it's been a while. I had some work come out, you know, since then. 99, I did some work with a group called The Realist Family. But I was still, you know, in the world. But what I really celebrate is my Shahada, and that was my CD in 2008 that was covered in The Final Call. And from then on, you know, it was the kind of music that I believe that I'm really put here to do. So if you want to say conscious music, you know, honestly, about 5 years. But as far as being, you know, working, you know, and developing my gift, it's been, you know, 20 plus years. I didn't just start doing this.
That pretty much sums it up, the first question. And my second question is, what made you start to make, or, you know, what made you start to create conscious rap music, and who and what inspired you?
Well, I had to get real personal, but I guess it's, you know, it's pretty much what many of us have overcame in the culture that we grew up in, which basically was you know, drugs, crime, and some more stuff. So in that culture that we grew up in, being the crack generation, you know, a lot of us caught all kind of cases and fighting for our lives, and I found myself in a situation where I had to do a short stint in a correctional facility, and it was a very good thing. You know, it was a very good thing because I had the truth in me, you know, I was just really not able to be in population because they said I was starting problems and riots, but I saw the injustice that was happening. So they just kept putting me where I would have to be sequestered. I have to always be in the hole for some reason. So being in those situations, it was just me and Allah, you know, when you're in that situation. And some people don't understand that. They look at people when they come out of, you know, jail or prison and they make fun, oh, this person found God. But sometimes it really does happen because you don't have the outside influences as much. You know, of course, the influences are in there, but you could tune them off. And if you're in a situation where you're just, it's just you in this room, you know, you got to really find yourself. So I just started, of course, what I knew in Islam is what I had to turn to. You know, I didn't have anything else to turn to. So turning to Islam, it just helped me to see what had protected me through the situations I had always been through. And just seeing that, it just makes you so grateful, you know, and becoming so grateful that's what just led me back onto my shahada, seeing what Allah had blessed me through. Because a lot of my friends are deceased or in prison, but really mostly deceased. And so getting through that, and by the time I got out of there, I mean, I managed to do Ramadan in there. I managed to, you know, I didn't care. If you was going to be in my cell, everybody knew that I was going to say prayers every day, and I would tell them, I'm going to say prayers every day. You know, if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but that's what I do. You know, you're going to see me doing Salat every day. So, and going through this situation, by the time I got out of there, I was, music had always been in me. And by the time I got out of there, I was just on fire. I was just ready to let people know, you know, who I actually was, because I was not ghetto child anymore. And when the Shahada, you know, I just started working on tracks. I just got a studio and just started putting all my money towards this album, and I just started recording it. And I didn't have any help with that either, but it just started coming together, song after song. So 9,000 Miles, Shahada, you know, all these songs, Been Down, started just coming together. And by the time I was done, it was something that, you know, people really appreciated. And that's how I got the write-up in the final call. Some believers just appreciated what they were hearing. But, yeah, it came from something that was a negative situation. I think that's why the honorable minister say, don't look at everything as bad, you know, because something good may come out of it. And especially with our young people, you know, they're going through things, and, you know, they may wind up in a bad situation, or they may have to go in for a while, you know, a facility like that. And the ones in Arizona are rough. I don't know if you've heard, they're pretty rough. So, but all praise is due to Allah, you know, it must have been what I needed. So from then on, I had pretty much made, you know, we make a commitment when we do this type of lifestyle as a Muslim. And it's something about that commitment that is very difficult to break. And it comes to the point where the cravings for the world just leave. So it's not even something that you have to fight often. You know, I don't want to drink. I don't want to smoke weed. I just don't desire it. You know what I mean? So
that's
why, I cannot bring myself to do music talking about those things, because I don't do those things. So it's just, you know, at that point it becomes a conflict of all the interests that I have as a Muslim woman to sing or rap about something that I'm not even doing, that I'm not about. So it just became more comfortable for me, and that's pretty much, you know, I think how I've been able to, you know, try to be consistent with it. But I give all praises to Allah for just, what do the Christians say? I was a wretch. Like all that, you know. I just give all praises to Allah for even giving me the power to even do anything with anything, you know, with any gift, you know. Sometimes we get caught up on the music too much, and whatever kind of talent we think gives you more glamour or whatever, you know, somebody might be a really good cook, or somebody might come out and they're really good as writing books or something else, you know. It's the same power. It's the same type of gifts. You know, it's the same God that gave us these gifts to make an impact in the world. So whatever it is, whatever gift you have, just roll with it. Move with it and be inspired and stay inspired. That's pretty much what I try to do.
That's right. I definitely understand, so that's a beautiful testimony, and I definitely understand that.
Thank you, sir.
And,
thank you, Swala.
How God has changed your life and for the better, and even changing your life and how it helped others, inspiring alone. And,
right.
So my next question is, what are some things, and also I wanted to say that what you were trying to say earlier was that the Bible says that all things work together for good for those who love God. And so I definitely understand where you're coming from. You know, that's good. about some of the things you wish to accomplish or hope to accomplish through your music and contribution to young, gifted, and black people?
Well, you know, from the beginning, it's just something about a collective work that excites me. I just like the idea of working together with others, you know, like Brother Problem 13 and Gat Turner over here and, you know, Arion Nicole over there. You know, I just like the idea of coming together. That really excites me because we really don't get as much power without doing that. So that's what excites me about this upcoming conference, the Do For Self Music Conference in Atlanta. We have to really celebrate those type of efforts, you know, whether it's that effort or, you know, performing at Savior's Day, which everyone wants to do, or whatever effort that our brothers and sisters are inspired to come together and bring people together. Because the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that our unity is more powerful than an atomic bomb. So when we get in on these collective efforts, that's what's really going to attract our people. You know, like one artist here, one artist there, yes, it's attractive and they know it's good. But when they see that unity, like Jim Jones was talking about when he had a run-in with Minister and he had to go up to the hotel to talk to him, and he came across a brother in the elevator. There was a brother in the back door and in the downstairs. Basically, there was brothers everywhere protecting our honorable minister, and that made an impression on him, you know. Now, of course, you may say, well, it's the strength or, you know, who knows what they have to be, you know, protecting him or whatever. But it's the unity as well that really attracts our people. So, you know, I would love to be in on any type of collective measure like that to bring the music, elevate the music. I don't really want any type of deal or nothing from our enemy, so I don't strive for that. But to see us come together with something, whether it's a record company or distribution or what have you.
Right.
You know, it's beautiful. I want to be a part of it. I want to, you know, have a chance to, even if I could just give consultation, you know, because it's a lot of knowledge and wisdom that we have over time that we pick up and, you know, that you can pass on. And when you pass on that knowledge, it's going to empower. You know, that's how we become empowered. You know, you'd be surprised what a lot of younger artists don't understand because they just feed off of these media images and, you know, what they think and what the media is pushing. You know, what the media is pushing is this is the best artist. Jay-Z is the best. He's, you know, and they push that, you know. But, you know, if you go back to our history, and, you know, there was always a griot. There was always, in our culture, there was always artists that fed the village, you know. So it didn't have really nothing to do with whether they were the best or not. They were effective in what they did. Is he effective? Is he speaking for our village? I don't know. That's what makes him the best to me, if he was speaking for us as a people. I don't see him as doing that. So, you know, to be able to bring up artists and help cultivate each other to do that, you know, to speak for our people like an honorable minister, that's something that I would love to be a part of. I definitely need to make some moves because I think that I've been in Arizona for quite some time, and I think that I need to make some moves. So I definitely think I'm going to be probably moving to some other areas, you know, and getting in on some other areas that's more conducive to music, because Arizona has never been really a mecca for black music. So I do feel, you know, the calling, you know, calling me to other areas. So you'll probably see me more in the other areas as well.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to seeing you more, and, you know, just seeing your power and your music, seeing God use you. And
Thank you.
Okay, did you tell the listeners, no problem, You're welcome. And could you tell the listeners what and where are some of the places where they can find your music and more about you if they were interested?
Sure. My music page is at Reverb Nation. So it's reverbnation.com/Connie Muhammad. I could also be reached on Facebook, Connie Muhammad, Nutmeg, Twitter, Connie Muhammad. Inshallah, I'll be at the Million Youth March on September 7th. Please support that effort, that collective effort, to show power after this hateful verdict that has come down on the Trayvon Martin case. It's a very timely effort, the Million Youth March. So bring your youth if you're in the area. It's going to be in Harlem, New York, September 7th at Adam Clayton Power Boulevard and 125th Street, I believe. And also, inshallah, I'll be at the DFS Music Conference in Atlanta next week. That's on the 17th. Do For Self Music Conference. You can look it up online, DFS Seminar, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Music
yes,
Seminar.
Yes,
and you can look that up. You could just, I don't want to sound silly, they say Google me, but, there's a lot of links out there. I'm on MuslimHipHop.com. I'm on, quite a few sites, but, my main site is Reverb Nation. Also, Feminine Project Music Showcase, you could look that up as well. That's also on Facebook. And if you see, if you know any sisters in the West Coast area, California, Phoenix, have them get in touch with me, if they're looking for some ways to, perform or be on a really good movement. The Feminine Project Music Showcase is definitely that. And I think that's about it.
Thank you so much, Lisa, and
thank you.
Before I end our conversation, I just want to ask you if you could give your advice to our brothers and sisters in the nation, but most definitely lost brothers and sisters that are out there.
Give advice?
Right. Like, if you could, what advice would you give them? Like,
well, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work on ourselves to do anything that will bring you to a certain type of vanguard status. Vanguard meaning in the forefront. So it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work on your character. So, you may hear no quite a bit, and you got to just not get discouraged with all of the no's, and you just got to wait until you get a yes. You have to be patient, and you have to definitely understand that Allah is with us, and is fueling your desire, the desire that you have, He's fueling it. So if you stay in line with that path, then you should be fine. But if you get discouraged because of outside influences, then, who knows where you end up. So, anytime I do get discouraged, I always look at the lives of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I mean, nothing has been given to them. They have fought and sacrificed, sacrifice financially in every other kind of way. Minister Louis Farrakhan had to mortgage his home just to bring up the Final Call building and the Final Call again. Think about that. So, when you look at that and you look at our financial, finances is a big thing right now. When the devil is trying to starve us out, basically. So we have to look at that and just take it as really just in warrior strides. Keep looking at other options, whether it's downsizing. Don't be so hung up on how you look. What do they say? Black people, we love to look good and lose instead of look bad and win or something like that. You know, we wanna look great. We wanna drive the fanciest cars and have the biggest phone and all that. But in the end, you know, are you using all of your resources towards the big goal? You know, and sometimes our goals are kind of get conflicted priorities. So it takes a lot of prioritization if you're going to get into any type of work of building any business or any idea from nothing. A lot of prioritization. So that would just be my advice, you know, and don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to consult with others that may look like they may be doing what you would like to do. That's something that we got to get out of as black people. We shy away from people that appear more successful. We might want to talk behind their back, but you might want to ask them, hey, you know, what is it that you're doing? You know, me particularly, I'm not where I want to be as of yet, but taking good advice from others, you know, it's gotten me a lot further from where I was. So, you know, always seek good advice. And that's about all I can say, brother. You have some wonderful questions that I did not anticipate.
Okay. That was beautiful, sister. We thank you for answering. You know, you have some beautiful and wonderful answers, and most definitely more than what I, you know, expected. So that was beautiful, and we thank you. The queen hip hop, queen of hip hop, you know, the queen hip hop mother, Sister Connie Muhammad, aka Nutmeg. And we thank you so much for sticking around because
I'm like brother said, I'm just a sister. I love this, I love it, but I'm just a sister. Yes, I don't believe that I heard a lot of sisters doing what I was doing years ago. So, I mean, I will acknowledge that, but you know, I'm just a sister. I'm just a sister, but I do appreciate you all having me on. Absolutely.
And wait a minute before you go, Sister Connie and Brother Ronnie. Brother Ronnie, we have some callers on the phone that may want to say something to either you or maybe Problem 13 or Sister Connie. And also, we want to hear one of Sister Connie's songs before we end her interview. So which would you like to do first, sir? Would you like to take calls first, or would you like to hear her song first? I'm going to leave that up to you.
Well, I guess we'll ask Sister Connie, would she like to stick around to give us a nice freestyle of, you know, just a sample of her conscious rap and her gift from God? Or would you like us to take calls?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind hearing what callers have to say.
Right. Okay.
Oh yeah, and she knows the rules. She can't escape. She got to give us a freestyle before she goes. She's been here before. She knows.
Is that the rules? I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, listen, we have somebody on the phone that I know we want to hear from, all the way from Tampa, Florida. Student Minister James Muhammad. We're gonna bring him in. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, dear Sister Queen Aziza Mariam Muhammad. And I just got on as I text you and shared with you. I had just arrived on the phone. Listen to my brother Problem 13, my homie in Miami, and of this representing the 7th region, and of course my dear sister, whom I'm not necessarily familiar with, and please don't take that as any diss. I'm 64 years old. I may be out of touch with you to some degree, dear sister. But I want to say this in representation of my age group, which is referred to on many occasions as senior or elder. Of course, I don't subscribe necessarily to that because I feel very, very young. And I relate to our young people, and I love hip-hop. I've always loved it. Coming from Brooklyn, growing up in Brooklyn, I've always loved it. However, whenever I hear my brothers and sisters from the hip-hop nation speak, then I immediately take the posture of a student. Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us, and recently he has said, as regards his listening to others speaking, particularly on what we refer to as the Tsunami Prayer Line during the month of Ramadan, he said that his posture was that of a student listening to all the presenters. But I look at our young people through the eyes of Scripture, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us, and the Scriptures of their brothers and sisters is replete with prophetic messages that tell us that our children will lead us into the promised land. And so whenever I hear our young people speak, whether they are in hip-hop or in any other expression, I assume the posture of a student. And I'm sorry, dear Sister Connie, that I didn't hear all of what you said. I am so impressed with the little that I've heard of your expression. Very articulate, very intelligent, very conscious, very serious, and all of that which manifests great qualities of leadership. And I was blessed to travel with our brother Problem 13 to Tuskegee and exchange a few words with him. I don't know you, dear brother, as well as I would love to know you, but I know your music.
Yes, sir.
And I am so impressed with all of you. But as a student, I want to listen more than talk. And Sister Aziza will tell you, Brother James loves to talk or to preach. But I would love to listen to you. I'm sorry that you have to go. And I hope I didn't miss Problem 13. Did I miss you, brother?
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, all praise is due to Allah. Well, if you can stay and bust that freestyle out for me, I greatly appreciate it, dear sister. May Allah continue to bless you all. Remember, the mantle of leadership is on your shoulders, whether you want it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not. God has placed it there and has placed all of us in a position to follow your lead. So may Allah continue to bless you both and all of my brothers and sisters, particularly in the hip-hop nation. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Beautiful.
All praise
be to
Allah.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
I too
and we have another caller. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying, yes, ma'am, I too agree with Brother James that Sister Connie is very articulate and very very smart and fit to be a leader. And I was very impressed.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
Thank
I concur 1,059,000%. Okay, so let's get some of these other callers. I'm telling you, the Floridians are in the house tonight, full effect.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Next caller, number ending in 1873. Your mic is live.
Hi, I just want to know if you were trying to get into the nation, what would be the best way to start? Like books and like documents and stuff. What would you go besides? Like, I know the internet, but what else would you do?
Okay, sister, what city are you calling from?
Riverview, Florida.
Oh, praise you
okay.
be to Allah.
Well, you know, Student Minister James Muhammad is in that region, and I will let him answer that question for you. I think he would be best qualified.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Brother Student Minister James, if you would.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you. By the grace of Allah, I'm not only in that area, in that region. I'm in your area, as I live in Valrico, Florida. So, my dear sister, of course, there is much information through books and documentation online, especially the time and what must be done that is being aired regularly of the message of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would say this, dear sister. There is a sister in the Tampa study group. She is in charge of all of the women who are coming through the training of the Nation of Islam. I would love to put you and her together. Her name is Sister Darlene, and she's quite capable of giving you guidance and great advice as to the steps that you would take, the initial steps you would take, beginning, of course, with attending the meeting. We would be honored if you would be our guest, sister. Would you mind if at some point I could get a number to pass on to her so she can contact you personally?
That's no problem.
All praises be to Allah. But the first step, the initial step, of course, is going to the mosque. Or going to the study group and attending. And then from there, you will be guided into the next steps. Of course, there's an orientation process that you go through to become a registered member. But let me hasten to say, dear sister, may I ask your name before I go on?
Kenyatta.
Sister Kenyatta, let me hasten to say, dear sister, that you are already a member of the Nation of Islam. There are registered members and there are unregistered members, but every black man, woman, and child, not only in America but in the world, are by nature members of the Nation of Islam. So we want to get you to be a registered member, but please make no mistake, you're already a member. So if, if I could, if we could, I don't know how you, I'm sure you wouldn't want to, you know, just give your number out.
I have
her
number already.
You got it?
Sister.
Oh, excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
Her number. Is that your number, Sister Kiyaba, the one that ends in 73?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have your number.
Excellent. And I'd like to pass that number on to our sister, Darlene, who will call you.
Okay, that'll be good.
That'll be good. And she, that's
wonderful.
I will
text that to you, Brother James.
All praises be to Allah. But dear sister, we would love to see you as early as tomorrow, if at all possible, to go to the meeting. And if you, of course, needed any assistance in transportation, we would make sure that that happened.
Okay. I'm very interested.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent.
Thank you. All praises due to Allah.
This just made my whole night. This made my whole day.
Well, you know what they say, when we get a brother, we get a member, but when we get a sister, we get a nation.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right. So all praises due to Allah.
All praises due to Allah. All right, then. We will
thank
do
you,
that, sister,
Kenyatta.
By the grace
thank
of
you.
Allah. Thank you so much. It's an honor and privilege to talk to you, and even greater, inshallah, to meet you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, great night.
Assalamu alaikum.
All
right. And we have one more caller that we're going to hear from, Brother Ronnie. I think this is someone that you know as well. So, Brother Coordinator, Brother Michael, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. This is Brother Naeem Muhammad.
Oh, Brother Naeem.
Assalamu alaikum.
Son
of Brother Michael.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Did you
queen.
Have a question?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Yes, sir.
If you, Sister Queen Aziza, if you could think of a symbol to represent the work of your music, what would it be?
the work of my music? Or you mean Sister Connie?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, Sister Connie. That question is for you.
Oh, yeah. That's a difficult question. I see why you passed it on.
Right?
A symbol. That's an interesting question, brother. I mean, I guess we don't need to go anywhere past the symbol of the star and the crescent, the flag that we were given. I mean, I don't need to go beyond that symbol. That symbol is fine for me. It means freedom, justice, and equality, and that's all we want as artists and our people. So I wouldn't go beyond that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And that is little brother Naeem. Brother Naeem sounds like a grown man, but brother Naeem is 13 years old, and I'm just thrilled because he is so mature, and we had him on last week, and he is so articulate, and, I mean, to hear him talk, he sounds like a grown man, but a well-studied man, so I just can't wait to see him grow and develop into one of our top brass of the Nation of Islam, because I know that's what he's going to do. It's just all over him. So all praises due to Allah.
Thank you,
Brother Naeem.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're moving along with these calls because we got to get to Problem 13, of course, and Brother Vaughn will be on shortly. So one more call from Florida, 3951. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa
alaikum salam, queen. Who is this?
This is Sister Yapira.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to... Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, I said go ahead. Did you have a question?
Okay, I just, yes, ma'am. I had a comment. I just wanted to, speak to Sister Kenyatta because, you know, it takes a lot for, you know, people, especially in this generation, to, you know, speak out. A lot of people think, you know, there's such things as dumb questions, and, you know, the move that, you know, you are making, Sister Kenyatta, on, you know, your journey through life through Islam, it's a bold one, and, you know, not everybody has the courage to, you know, stand up and say, you know, this sounds good, this sounds powerful, you know, and I want more information on it, you know, so, you know, this is just a kudos, you know, good for you and for those who are listening, you know, that you may be inspiration for the next sister, for, you know, the next brother to, you know, want to stand up and have the courage to say, you know, I want to learn more for this good cause. And, you know, and it's going to be the people like you that spread the message and, you know, raise awareness, and that is just what we need. So I just wanted to, again, you know, give my kudos to you, you know, all praises due to Allah, you know, because everybody who doesn't have that courage enough, strong enough, the will enough to want and actually act out on it. So, I look forward to meeting your sister again. My name is Sister Yapira, and I'm in the Tampa area, so I will, inshallah, be, God willing, evenly soon.
Yes, ma'am. Wonderful. A wonderful welcome for a new up-and-coming sister. Thank you, Sister Yapira, for it being an example of what the sisterhood represents. We appreciate that so much. And she's still on. Mm-hmm. She can still hear you. So thank you so much for that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll pray to be full off.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, before we allow Brother Ronnie to move on, Sister Connie, we want to hear one of your songs. So
okay,
tell us about the song Never Fall Again.
Never Fall Again. Yes, Never Fall Again. It's pretty much self-explanatory, ma'am. We just, you know, we've made it to this point, and we're never falling again, you know, being that we're in the second stage as far as with our beautiful nation, and we can say emphatically that it will never fall again, because when I was born, the fall had just happened. I was born in, well, now I'm going to give up my age. Well, the fall had just happened. So my parents went through it. You know, they went through it, and the confusion, being told not to read the books, and all of the pain and heartache of that time, and to make it past that, to make it past that as believers still with mental capacity, is a beautiful thing. So we never fall again. So that's, you know, that song, that's a macrocosm. This song is a microcosm of that, you know, just how I feel about my life. I'm never falling again. So
go ahead.
That's what it's about.
Oh, praise the Sister. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so here we are with Sister Connie's song, Never Fall Again.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful.
Some audio issues. That's the only thing I really hate about Blog Talk. The music is always so distorted. But I personally have heard that song on my iTunes, and I'll tell you, it's a beautiful song. All of your songs are I Love Faithful, I Love Lucid, I love your song, A Law Protects Us. Sister Connie has a lot of beautiful
music.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I listen to all your music.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get that on a ringtone? Can I make that a ringtone?
yes. Yes. But you got to contact
okay.
me.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
for the sake of time, and I'll share that, Sister Connie, tell us one more time where we can get your music, and then I'm going to allow Brother Ronnie to interview Brother Problem 13 before we bring in Brother Vaughn. So tell us one more time where we can get your music and follow you.
Sure. Reverb Nation, Connie Muhammad. You can also go to a site called Made Loud. It's a little bit cheaper there at Made Loud. And also CD Baby, just Connie Muhammad.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
Reverb Nation, CD Baby,
Mother.
Made Loud.
Okay. Well, stick around. You can't escape. You got to do a freestyle, and this sister can flow. So
okay.
Don't let the sweet little voice fool you. Sister can flow. All right, Brother Ronnie, take it away with Brother Problem 13.
All right. Salaam alaikum, big brother.
Alaikum salaam.
The Godfather, the Problem 13 of Young, Gifted, and Black. Glad to have you on, brother.
Glad to be on, brother. Do you mind if, before we start this interview, I wanted to read a scripture out of the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastics? Can we start it off like that?
Yes, sir. No problem. Go ahead.
All right, this is from the book of Ecclesiastics, chapter 3. I'm not going to read the entire chapter, just the first 7 to 8 verses. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Why did I want to begin with these scriptures from the book of Ecclesiastes? Well, because in order for you to properly understand Problem 13, you have to properly understand the time that we are living in and that which must be done. And if you understand the time and that which must be done, then you'll properly understand Problem 13.
Go ahead, brother.
That was beautiful, brother.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Understood. And, that goes into something I wanted to say to Sister Kenyatta. You can also get on your computer, go to youtube.com, and you can check out our minister, or you can go to noi.org, check out our beloved minister, Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and check out his 52-week series called The Time and What Must Be Done. And, thank you so much for that word, dear brother. And could we get the book and the scripture of that one more time?
That was the book of Ecclesiastics, chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. And before I go into questions, I just want to say, if you never heard of our brother, the godfather of Young Gifted and Black, you can find him at lookingforaproblem.com, dfsmusicseminar.com, which is led by himself and our dear brother Vaughn. He's not with us just yet, but he'll be on soon. And they're actually doing a seminar showcase this Saturday coming up August 17th. And it's going to be beautiful, and you don't want to miss it. And for those who don't know what DFS stands for, it's Do For Self, Do For Self Music Seminar. And a seminar is a course of study pursued by a group of advanced college or graduate students who do independent research under the guidance of a professor or master teacher. And I just wanted to say that for those who don't know what a seminar is. And so I'll go right into the questions without the struggle. Do you mind telling our guests and our listeners just where you're from, which is Miami? That's close to me. My brother is here with me in Florida, you know. That's good to know. Brother is close. Just tell them where you're from.
Yes, sir.
Born and raised, and just little about yourself.
Well, first of all, I want to clarify. I'm not one of the presenters of the event, the DFS Music Seminar. That's Brother Vaughn, who will be on later, and Brother David. They're out of Atlanta, Muhammad's Mosque number 15. I'll be performing at the event by the grace of Allah. It's planned for me to perform, but it's Brother Vaughn and Brother David's event. They'll tell you more about that when Brother Vaughn gets online.
Brother Vaughn is on.
Assalamu alaikum, God.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, to answer
go ahead, Black Man, I'll wait. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead, I'll wait. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, brother, to answer your question, brother, I live in Miami, but I'm not from Miami, brother. You know, I'm from the originator. You know, I'm from Asia. Wherever I stand on the planet, on 196,940,000 square miles of it, wherever I stand on it is home. That's mm-hmm. where I'm from. And how old I am, brother? Well, Master Farad Muhammad taught the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that the original man is over 77 trillion years old. And I am the original man.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
You feel me? So that's to answer those questions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Beautiful answer, brother. Beautiful.
Praise to Allah.
Okay. Could you tell us a little more about your name, Problem 13, what it means, and why you chose it for yourself? How did you get it?
Well, my name is, it comes from the Supreme Wisdom. The Supreme Wisdom is a book or books of study given to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad by Master Farad Muhammad, who we believe is the Son of Man, the long-awaited Mahdi, you know, and now, well, the Christ has risen, you know, so the Christ has been exalted, you know, and we know who that is, all praise be to Allah. And I got the name from the Supreme Wisdom, brother, because I had gave up the rap game, and I wasn't interested in it anymore, but because, it's, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has told us, I've read it on several occasions, that which you can do well and you love to do is more than likely that which you were born to do. So this is something that I have mastered. It is something that I love to do, and it is something that I believe is needed. So I stepped back into the game, you know, and I chose that name for myself because, you know, I'm after the money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. You feel me? And that's what that lesson talks about, dealing with Islam being mathematics and mathematics being Islam, and to use your theological language to secure some benefit for yourself while you are here alive today, not after you die and go up in the sky in the sweet by and by. So So that's what I'm representing. That's why I chose that name for myself, Problem 13. It comes out of the Problem Book, which is a book of 31 questions.
Okay.
31 problems.
Okay. My next question is...
We got 34 problems. Hold on. Go ahead, brother. I'm listening.
All right. And can you tell us what made you start conscious rap music, and why is it important to you? And
you mean what made me start rapping?
Right.
But
not,
I can't really answer that because see, you know how we don't remember a lot about when we were babies. See, I was told, brother, that I came out the womb and the doctor slapped me on the backside and I spit a rap on him and made him back up off of me. So I don't remember where it came from. I just know that it's always been there.
Okay, we go ahead. Let's rephrase it to what made you start rapping, not just conscious music, but music too. Like, is it a passion for you or, just a gift?
It's both, brother. It's both. It's, you know, it's a gift to be able to put words together. You know, there's many rappers, but there's very few that really know how to put words together in a way to intrigue the listener. That's what you call an MC. That's what I'm striving to be. So that's the gift that God gave me, and there's a passion behind it because I see what the hip-hop culture is promoting to our babies. You know, it's destroying our families. It's destroying our future. Our babies, well, slavery destroyed our family, but the family can't rebuild because of all the madness that the slavery teaching of Yahoo is being injected into the hip-hop culture and into the ears of our babies. So I'm very passionate because I know it's an uphill battle. You know, I know what David felt like when he went out there with that screenshot. I know what he felt like, you know, but he had to do what he had to do, and that's what I feel like now. A little David going up against this big monster of Goliath called the music industry, and that's ran by Satan and carried out by his imps, you know, and this is the passion that drives me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Both, brother. Both. It is a gift that I intend to use to praise the one who gave me the gift, but it is also a passion that I have within myself to do this the hard way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand. You're saying it's a gift, but at the same time, it is a passion because you understand why you were giving your gift in the world.
Yes, sir.
My next question
okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Brother Ronnie. I'm sorry. Listen, I just want to remind the audience who's on the panel, if you have background noise and you're not talking right now, please mute your phones because the sound is getting very distorted. So please, if you're not speaking right now, please mute your phones until Brother Ronnie calls you so that we can hear everyone clearly. Thank you. I'm sorry, Brother Ronnie. You may proceed. Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Sorry about that, brother.
It's all good. Ain't my first time around the block.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So my next question was, can you tell us about the movement titled DFS, the music seminar, and, like, you know, how you became involved in it, and what do you hope and pray to accomplish from it?
Well, I couldn't tell you much about the event itself. I'll let Brother Vaughn do that. But as far as how I became involved is, you know, he hit me up. He said, look, this is what I'm trying to do, and I want you to be a part of it. And I said, hell yeah, let's go. That's basically it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so, well, let's say, what do you, which I already know, brothers and soldiers, so I already know the answer to this question, but my question was, what do you hope to accomplish from your gift and your passion?
Well, brother, the number one thing I hope to accomplish is to affect the minds of our young people. I came into the teachings as a 5%er. For those who are familiar with the 5%ers, but Minister, you from Brooklyn, so I know you got to be familiar with the 5% Nation. I came into the teachings through the 5% Nation, but it was a rapper by the name of Chuck D from the group Public Enemy that dropped the word in my ear and told me about Farrakhan and said to me, "Don't tell me that you understand until you hear the man. See, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you ought to listen to what he can say to you. What we ought to do is follow for now. Power of the people say." See, when I heard that, I had to find out, well, who is this guy Farrakhan? And I became a registered FOI behind that. So that the effect that Chuck D had on me is the effect that I want to have on the mind of as many of our young people that Allah will bless me to touch. That's my primary passion. That's my primary focus. But my secondary focus is to rip hip-hop out from its roots and plant new seeds. See, when the God comes to make all things new. So I'm not coming to follow what's already going on. No, sir. I'm coming to make all things new. Well, if you want to establish peace, you must first go to war with the warmonger. If you want to bring light, then you must first go after that one which seeks to keep the people in darkness. So we understand how the music industry is, and we understand that there's puppet masters that control and pull the strings. But, see, the artist has to have some accountability. See, you can choose not to poke out. You can choose not to sell your soul for a dollar. But you choose the which road. See, you may be an artist that wants to bring something new and different and innovative and something with life, but now you're in this office with this devil. And this devil is saying,
come on, man.
We like what you do and how you do it, but we ain't selling those records about what you're talking about. What we want you to talk about is this, popping Molly, telling black women to shake their behinds and run the streets like naked whores. Make our young black men put on tight, skinny faggot pants and put on lipstick eyeliner.
Come on.
And make it seem like that's cool to do because the young black boy don't have a father in the house to tell him that's not cool to do. So the rapper becomes the father. And what is the rapper teaching the child? See, I'm coming after Jay-Z. I'm coming after Lil Wayne. I'm coming after Drake and all of these puppets, these weak black punks that will sell out our future and sell out our babies and sell out their own souls for a dollar so that they can say they drive a raggedy ass thing. See, so that's my secondary purpose is I'm whipping these MCs out, man. I'm taking them out. They can't touch me lyrically. If they want to take it physically, we can go there too. Because the stakes are high and our babies need savior. And that's what I'm coming as, a hip hop savior. And I ain't wearing no white gown, man. I'm wearing bloody clothes. And my microphone is a rusty, bloody machete. And I'm taking the head off Satan and all of his gifts to save our babies. That's what
come on, man.
Woo. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Understood, my brother.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. I just would like to say our brother has a very powerful voice and spirit inside of him.
Praise be to Allah.
He's a real soldier for God and to dedicate your life and your gift for his cause, my brother. I just want
to
say, thank you, my brother, for not being selfish and not being, like the regular worldly so-called men out here, you know, and artists. And I just want to thank you for that, my brother.
Thank Allah, brother. Thank Allah. Praise you to Allah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Allah.
I just had a couple more questions for my brother.
All right, but I want to save some time for Vaughn. So let's go ahead. Go ahead. You got a couple more questions, but I really want the people to hear about the GSS Music Seminar. But go ahead and give me those questions right quick, and I'll try to answer them as quick as possible.
Yes, sir. Just quick and brief. Do you write your own music?
Of course.
Of course. I know that.
Who else knows my heart but me and Allah?
Yes, come on, man.
And I was just going to say, can you brief us on the promotion clip that will be specifically for our sisters coming up that you mentioned on the promo page?
On the promo page, what kind of love?
Well, maybe that wasn't you. Maybe that was Brother
Vaughn. No, that's for Brother Vaughn. That's probably for Brother Vaughn.
Okay. All right. Well, you said enough, my brother. I mean,
praise be to Allah.
Enough, and we thank you so much, man, for giving that word, that powerful
and,
word.
You know, as always, I thank you, brother. You're doing a great job. You know, I thank Brother Minister for being on the line. You know, I definitely thank Sister Gidget for all of her support. You know, for all of her support. You know, she's really truly a big sister to me, and sometimes
yes,
she's a little sister to me. And I love her to death, or I love her to life, and I thank her for having me on the show. You know, and praise you to Allah. You know, I want to hear from Brother Vaughn.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to be on with you, dear brother, from my vantage
point. Yes, sir.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
Okay, I'm sorry. We are still getting some background noise, so can everybody kind of check their area to make sure that their background is kind of stable? Because we want to be able to hear everyone. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Vaughn and Brother Ronnie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Vaughn.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
All right. So nice to hear your voice and talk with you for the first time. I'm your new host, Brother Ronnie. If you haven't heard, you know, about me, I'm 25 years old. I'm from Tampa, and I'm, you know, taking over the reins for Sister Gidget and, you know, just doing it for our people, young, gifted, and black. And we're honored and to have you on. And I just have a couple of questions for you before we get into the freestyle.
Brother, it's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be on the show with you. 25 years old on the front lines for our people over the airways, brother. You were soldier, and it's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. And my first question is on how did you come up and when did you first get the idea of DFS and the music seminar and like what was in your mind like to accomplish from it?
Brother, I think I understand your question.
Mm-hmm.
Really, this has been on our minds for the last 5 years or more. My brother David and I, who's not with me at this moment on the line. Mm-hmm. We've been thinking about this for 5+ years. Let me tell you how it finally happened, brother, real quick. I was in the banking industry for 12 years, and I got called in the office one day, and I was told, you know what? This is your last day. Thanks for your service. Bye.
Oh, man.
Just like that. My source of sustenance, or so I thought, was cut off just like that in a moment's notice. That was on April the 15th, 2013. So I had to go back and figure out how I'm going to tell my family, you know what? We're in trouble now. I got to figure out another plan. But at that very second, Allah, it's like Allah tapped me on the shoulder and said, you know what? I just removed that thing, this thing you call a job, out the way now. Now you can do what I told you to do.
Yes, sir.
Now you can go and do the thing that's been in your heart for over 5 years. So what I did, brother, I took all my little pennies, I put them together, all my little savings, put it together, all my little salary I got on the last couple of times, put it together, and I prayed. I said, Allah, if this is the mission you got for me, I'm ready now. It took him to bring me down to being unemployed, brother, to be at rock bottom financially. He said, you know what? It's now or never. I got nothing to lose. The trials that I'm facing to make this event happen, even as we speak, would astound you. Some from within and some from without. So, like my brother Problem just said, I'm on a field right next to him with a doggone sword in my hand. I'm sorry, I almost cut. With a sword in my hand too, brother. So it's an honor to be in this fight because we are at war. Who else would I call except a warrior? He was my first call. Brother, would you headline this show? The reason why we're doing this, brother, is because of the fact that we're at war. They're coming after our children over the airwaves, over the television, through billboards, in every kind of media source. Where's the balance? Who's fighting back? Where is our voice in this fight? Somebody had to stand up, brother, so I'm taking a chance on faith and letting it be me.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, brother. We thank you so much for standing up for our children and our people and just joining the fight of Allah and fighting for him and for our people, man. Just, that's very inspirational, and I'm here with you, brother, and we all are here with you and going to, you know, be right by your side with our swords and our hands.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes, sir. To kind of jump back, could you tell our listeners and our guests kind of where you're from, where you were raised, and a little more about yourself?
It'd be an honor. Yes, sir. Listeners, it's Asim Alaikum, listening family. My name is Brother Vaughn Muhammad. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. I left St. Louis, Missouri to pursue the music industry as a producer. And I moved to Atlanta, Georgia in 1994. And I was producing a few artists that I brought with me to present to, at that time, was LaFace Records. LaFace Records would then be closed down right in my face. So that was a note to me that that wasn't what God wanted me to do. I then went to the Million Man March in 1995, where I first heard and saw the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I fell in love with the man and the mission and joined on to my own in 1996. Bringing the hip-hop background with me as a producer and a DJ, I began on a battlefield of trying to find voices like Problems, voices like Sister Camille, 19, here out of Atlanta, voices like Sister Queen Unajaha out of Phoenix, voices like Sister Connie Muhammad out of Phoenix, voices like Brother Tadar, the Creator, out of Chicago. I'm trying to put all these voices together. And in the process, I learned that it's still people that want to hear something of right on a record today.
That's right.
As a DJ here in Atlanta, and let me tell y'all something about Atlanta. If you've never visited Atlanta, Atlanta is a special city. Atlanta, at one point, and I can really say for this for truth, Atlanta was the new Motown, but it was the new Motown for ignorance. So I hope with Allah's permission and your help that we can make Atlanta the new Motown again, but with a new message and a new meaning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sounds good. Yes, sir. And looking forward to that. And looking forward to that. And so my next question would be is just a second. Okay. Not low. Okay. And So what other things are you guys doing in Atlanta that we can look forward to coming up, brother?
Brother, again, thank you for your question. And again, thank you for having me on the show. As I answer this question, dear brother, right now Atlanta is a hot spot. And we look forward to making next weekend, August the 17th, a launching pad for more activities, more artists, and more platforms that artists of like-mindedness can come together on. Just to give you a bit of what's going to happen next week, we're going to start off with a seminar. And I heard you earlier give the definition of seminar.
Yes.
That means, brother, that this is a class taking place. We are uniting some of the warriors on hip-hop's battlefield to sit and give other like-minded artists how they can also get on the battlefield themselves. Panel number one is going to be hip-hop as a tool, saving our youth. We've got some of the brightest and best hip-hop educators from around the country and also right here in Atlanta that are going to sit on that panel, head about one of our own brothers, Brother Patrick Muhammad, who is a longtime educator here in the city of Atlanta. Panel number two is going to be a world-famous and historical panel called Restoring the Image of the Black Female in Hip-Hop. That's going to have sister artists and only sister artists on this panel from all over the country, some of which will be Sister Queen Yonajaha, which will be also Star right here in Atlanta, which will also be 19 Supreme from Atlanta. Also will be, wow, we got people coming in from all over the place. I'm trying to think of some of the names. I'm leaving some people out. But that particular panel is going to deal with the condition our music industry is in and our people because our sisters are not in place. Once our women get together, brother, we ain't got no choice but to follow them. Once our women are on the same page, brother, we ain't got no choice but to fall in line. Once they lower that hem of their skirt, we're going to raise our eyes and look at their mind.
That's right.
So look at the final call, the current issue of the final call. There are some sisters in there featured that y'all got to listen to, some of which will be on this panel. That panel will be moderated by our sister right here out of Muhammad Mosque 15 named Sister Shireen Muhammad. She's a professional counselor, entrepreneur, author, and a hip-hop head herself. That panel is number two. And last but not least, panel number three. Panel number three is going to be using social media to get the message out without the majors. What does that mean? Right now, if you are looking to sign a major recording contract in 2013, you are volunteering to be a slave. Anybody can tell you who is even a remote student of the music industry can tell you right now, if you are trying to score a major record label with the Big Four, you are signing up to give away your rights. Independence is where it's at. The internet has made the playing field an even playing field for everybody. I got as much access to people just as much as Warner Brothers. They just got more money than I got. So this particular panel is going to be from people all over the country and show them how they can maximize the use of this thing called the internet and social media. So this is going to be a launching pad, brother, for the first event of its kind to unite the best and the brightest minds of not only the Nation of Islam, but the black community as a whole.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This move, movement is very inspirational, and I'm praying and hoping that it's be and come out as powerful as we expect, and also just want to thank you again, brother, for listening and obeying Allah and letting Him use you and guide you and lead you, into uniting our people and raising our people from the mentally and spiritually dead state that they're in, and we just want to thank you again for being a part of that.
Praise be to Allah. And lastly, I just want to say, brother, I want to invite your listening audience to go to the website for more information. You can go to www.dfs, that's do for self, music seminar.com. Again, that's www.dfs, musicseminar.com to see videos of the featured artists, to see pictures of the panelists, and to see your brother, Brother Von Muhammad, and to tell you a bit more about myself and what we plan to do with this music industry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you again, dear brother. I was glad to converse with you, and it was really good.
Thank you. Brother, the honor is mine. Thank you all for having me. Sister Queen Aziza, thank you for having me. And Brother, may Allah bless you with your new endeavor here.
And thank you, Brother Von. Okay, well, before we're not quite ready to go, and we would be so remiss if we did not play a song by our Godfather, which it's just so hard for me to pick sometimes because it's just all of them are so good. But I think the one that really brought him to my attention is this one, and I'll just let you all hear it for yourselves. So here we go with the song from my Godfather, Problem 13.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
Last name God, first name Black. Lyrics so that you feel compelled to hit reverse playback. This first lame rap, go berserk, flame flat. Swinging my sword if you don't wanna get hurt, stay back, stay back. I ain't a slave to a label, I love being free, being me. So I guess you never seeing me on TV. Receive a hip hop award on BET. Instead, see me, I save the day where the believers be. Tired of hearing rappers rapping about they got major cash. Cause all that money that you got ain't gonna save your ass. From the shock of the hour, homie, that's a fact. You gon' regret every word in that crap you rap. Truth is why you walking with a limp like you're cold. A lot of you are broke, getting pimped by a Jew. Modern day good fella, I'm Bobby De Niro.
That's right.
Elijah is the Don, Farrakhan is my hero.
That's right.
The feds said he watching me close, but I don't study them.
Yeah.
Looking for hypocrites in the mind so I can bloody them. Stomping with my hard bottom Stacey's like I'm Joe Pesci. Catch him in the streets, cause in the monster captain won't let me. Won't let me, won't let me.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
See me as I put your devils.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
P13 is on another level.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
It's P13, you can't see me like an abstract photo. With your skinny G-Sagan showing your ass crack, homo. Your jeans so tight, you must have small testicles. Skinny jeans ain't gangster, you're looking transsexual. And now I see Lil Wayne wearing leggings. Get him lipstick, a personal tiara to fit his head in. Drake is slow, but he be acting too feminine.
That's right.
It ain't hard to tell Lil Wayne bending.
Who has been your favorite artist to work with and why?
Oh, Wayne is my favorite person to work with, though, because it's just, Lil Wayne, he's just too good.
You got to give Wayne the love.
He's too good.
Drake,
it's just
thank
too good.
You
yeah.
so much.
Jay-Z is part of a satanic cult, very crazy.
Very crazy.
I guess Beyonce giving birth to Rosemary's baby. She needs to tell Sasha Fierce to sit her ass down. And Rihanna's like a blunt that gets passed round. Nicki Minaj is of the greatest stylist, whacking in fact. Without the Botox injections, you probably flat in the back. Kanye, all I can say is I'm disappointed. You let the devil turn you out, now you say he's anointed. You used to be the MC that Jesus walked with. You used to talk truth in your raps, now you only talk shit.
Come on,
with Khalifa, I wanna take a bat and bust your brain. Cause you're misrepresenting with a Muslim name. Either change the name or come right in exact, it's true. Black and yellow, I'm ready to beat you till you black and blue. I'm throwing stones while I'm living in a glass house. A love bulletproof my glass so it can't be smashed out. Smashed out, smashed out.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
See me as I put your devils.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
P13 is on another level.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
All these fake garbage rappers gon' stay hatin'. I knock them out like Fight Night, but this ain't PlayStation.
putting me on some death list. Anyone mess with me, got to have a death wish. Your arms too short to box with God. I'm backed by Allah, mighty God for all. So you better be careful, homie, what you decide to do with me. A wrong move and Beyonce will be doing your eulogy. This goes for Little Wayne's little satanic gay self too. Step to me and you won't find a soul on earth to help you. Not cause of me, but the God that defends me. We'll pay you back quick if you decide to come against me. Who got more power, your Lucifer or my Allah? Well, let's see. Come against me, homie. Try to go. Try to go. Try to go.
Welcome to the slaughterhouse.
Problem13.net. I just love that song. Oh, praise is due to Allah. Okay, that was Problem 13, Slaughterhouse. Brother Prob, give it to him one more time where we can find your music.
Looking for problem.com.
Okay.
Looking for problem.com. If you're on your phone, then you can go to the mobile reverbnation.com/artist/problem13. But just a straight website, lookingforproblem.com. You saw that.
Okay, well, before we get to our freestyle now, you know, Brother Ronnie is our new host, and Brother Ronnie has been on here, and he's been asking questions, and he came on twice and kind of introduced himself to us and told us that he was 25 years old and things of that nature. But Brother Ronnie.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Ronnie, are you holding back on us there, brother? Are you... You got something you forgot to tell us? What's up?
Oh, no. I thought I had something, but not really. I guess I could say a couple of, more things about myself.
No, that ain't what I'm talking about. No, I ain't what I'm talking about. I'm going to show y'all what I'm talking about. Just stand by. Hold on 1 minute.
Oh,
here we go.
See Muhammad give you knowledge that you can't say pop it. He my father already here, let alone coming. Let every ear hear. He be blowing like a trumpet. I use my music like a gun and I'ma dunk it. Hey bro, I do this for my God and all he come with. Yes, sir. You best believe it. Make no assumptions. You trick or treat on Halloween, it ain't about pumpkins. You feed your mind the wrong thing and it be nonsense. He call you dead cause you kill your own conscience. The innocent and right and wrong in one's conduct. Rebel against Allah, who knows where you wind up. And for you devils, my God says your time's up. That food from my father, that heavenly water. Brother, stop been ignoring and started to be smart. He took murderers and made a man and true father. You just imagine what he can do. What if you rob? He can show you how to eat to live if you bother. Show you how to see, bring it fear with no problem. So many deviating be laying under the needle. The son of man, he's the son of the sequel. A result, a consequence, of interference. And he won't stop until we equal in appearance.
All of my people, all of my people, just wanna be equal, wanna be equal.
Strong taste. Cause when you a man, you belong in your own place. Messages of a lie teach you how to hold your own weight. One shot, one home, sister, one grace. One God, one stone, brother, one faith.
Every knee shall bow, every knee shall kneel. Every beach in the wild, everyone shall heal. Standing black and proud, in peace we'll live. And any praise to God for the life we're given.
You got power, all you gotta be is willing. You got space, all you gotta be is building. And if you got knowledge, then you gotta feed the children. We got some in college, but a lot of my people kill. Me, I'm a fisherman, man, and all I gotta be is real. He raised me up, so I can see the fires on the sill.
All of my people, all of my people, just wanna be equal, wanna be equal. I'm coming to get ya. I'm coming to get ya. All of my people.
you locked down. Yeah, man, they love to see you lost, she knocked down. And they know that I'm a fighter, you'll never see me knocked down. I'm a king of the king, and you'll never see me not crowned.
And I'll never forget ya.
Truth is, man, they'd rather see you dead or shot down. But not while I'm here, maybe not while I'm round. I know what's up, brother, so I say salam now. They keep us stressed out, they wanna dumb down. They pick the best out, they let some drown. And they can't stand my sight, no, they can't stand my sound. This be that good fight, and I'ma stand my ground. Stand my ground.
All of my people.
Your
with this hip hop banging up and down your block, cell block. I swear like blocks of dope sedating the flock. Now what you got, huh? What you want, another sex pot? While you fools sweating the pot, I got the AZ rap scene on lock, huh? Keeping it hot. Keeping it hot. Keeping it hot, I feel like dirty currency. They trying to break up my spot. So-called authority carding me. Silicon money, no more not. Newer order, my artistry is what you forgot. Must see the masses free, cause with tenacity, been a vagar for I reach puberty, see the anarchy of this prison industry state. Mutiny on the bounty on my plate. No more crumbs off the table. No more waiting, no more debating. Hearing them whack, slack, lyric, urban fables. Hey, kids still multiplying, lexing timetables. No more signing with shady labels. With no budget, not cultivating the artist, your heartless. I'm the bring the penny up, plus time to reap the harvest. Mentally unstable, microphone bonus disabled, the realest. Sniff another coke than Willis, but this the illest. On the set, spit for the locs in the project. Come back to less millennium prophetess. Check your Rolex, yo. Let's go. Where you at?
Let's go. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Spit that, sis. Spit that.
All right.
Okay. Who's next? Out of you gentlemen.
So, it's whatever it is. I'll let brother go first. I mean, I go and I just let brother finish it off because he's the godfather, you know.
Okay, well, go ahead.
So
let's do it.
Okay, well, I ain't going to do no, too much. I'm going to just say, like, 8 bars or something like that.
Do your thing, baby.
All right. Life is way too serious. Life is way too serious. Life is way too serious, girl. Life is way too serious. Life ain't no surprise. I see it in slow motion. It's right before your eyes. It's right before your nose. It'll beat you out your pride, make you show a little devotion. Take you for a ride. It'll take you roller coasting. I'm about to lose my mind. It's in the middle of the ocean. A lot of my people dying. A lot of overdosing. Life is peer pressure, and it's a little potent. The majority is asleep, and they need to be woke. That's all I got, just a little something. It's all good.
Listen to that voice. Oh, my goodness. So not only do you
rap, I love
you
the singing, too. It's nice.
Yes, absolutely. This young man is full of surprises. I'm gonna get with you, son. You were holding out on me, but I got you. I got something for you, though. That's all right. Okay, well, I guess we can close it out with none other than our Godfather, because I know he got a word for us. So, Brother Prime, before I make announcements and move on.
The minister's still on the line.
Oh, huh? Minister James? Yes, he is, yeah. Brother James. He probably has his phone on mute. Brother James, come off of mute. He's still here.
I know.
Yes, I'm definitely still here, and yes, I was on mute.
The reason why I was asking was, usually I come on next to building, and I drop a freestyle, man. I just, I just go all out, feel me? But being that we have one of our beloved student ministers, Minister, the Most Honorable Louis Farrakhan, I pulled out something special, just because of his presence here tonight with us. So here we go.
Oh, brother, I'm honored, man.
Praise be to Allah. Here we go. Distinction
and honor, brother. Thank you.
Praise be to Allah, big brother. I hope you like it. Here it go. It's P13. I'm taking charge of this post, and I stand alert. The maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. Self-created out of triple stage darkness. Black man, you the first that ever knew the earth to ever have life. To put your seeds inside your queen and watch her add life. We lost the knowledge of ourselves and live a mad life. A sad life, a little diamond nickel bad life. You don't recognize the God in yourself. He don't look like that cracker on your mama living room wall. He look like you, me, Wesley Snipes, Lou Rawls. We in those last days, he would come to consume all. And make all things new and all things true. Because what the God brings you is you a God being too. For ye are all gods, children of the Most High, Allah in the person of Master Farad, no lie. I stand upright on this third rock, 6 sextillion tons, 93 million miles away from the killing sun, traveling at the rate of 1,037 and a third miles every 60 minutes. You don't feel a thing. All praise is due to Allah is what I really mean. This is what it sounds like when gorillas scream, when lions roar, when we wake up from the mental enslavement of America, that lying whore. Yaqub's got the devil, synagogue of Satan, and all the little imps spreading sin across the nation through music, movies, internet, television, trying to raise the black man out the grave. That's a hell of a mission. But I accept that. My boots never step back. My spine never buckles up. I knuckle up. Expect that. Fight for the
youth.
Ignite them with truth. Give me my iPhone, a bottle of water, a mic, and a boot. I ain't no thug-like, gold-killer, murderous rebel, but why does Muhammad or any Muslim murder the devil? Who is the 5%, the 10%, the 85ers? Who is God, who is the devil, and who made the Bible? Want to know the answers? Visit the nearest mosque or step into the nearest cipher on your block and hear the gods. Peace to Karen 13X, known as Father of Allah, a student of Elijah, Elijah talk off a rod. Rest in peace to Malcolm X, Felicia Bars, and Dr. Khaled was the hardest. Rest in peace, of course. I can't forget the true and living among us today. He on a mission and not living among us to play. Minister Farrakhan, I call him dad, but devils call him crazy, call him racist, call him mad. Call him everything, but never call him a liar. Hits the rostrum like a boss, and look, the crowd is on fire. Holler.
Wow. That was deep, brother. That was beautiful. Let me say this, Brother Prob, and let me say this to all of you young rappers. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stated that the real ministers are the rappers. We mount the rostrum, we speak to just a few in comparison to the millions that you all are reaching. So the real ministers are you. Just remember that the root meaning of minister is a servant. A servant, not a policy maker, but a policy follower of that one whom God has ordained to make policy.
Yes.
Remember that, and Allah will bless you in your expression exponentially and abundantly, dear brother. But I am honored. I cannot tell you how honored I am, brother. Thank
Praise
you.
Praise you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was hot right there.
Yeah, ooh, that was heat,
brother,
definitely.
He always brings it.
Heat.
Wow.
Thank you, brother. Yes, sir. That was
beautiful. Absolutely.
Y'all make sure, man, y'all try to make it to the DFS music seminar. It's going to be on point. I will be performing live, and it's going to, you know, I promise it's going to be, you know, inshallah, it's going to be something that you're going to remember. Yes, sir.
Well, we have about one more minute left, but before we go, I'm going to let allow Brother Ronnie to close us out, but this is his first time, so I'm just kind of walking him through some systematic things, but I want to take the time to thank Sister Queen Mother Connie. She says she's just our sister, but I'm telling you, Sister Connie, if no one else reminds you that you are a trendsetter for our nation.
That's
you are a trendsetter for our babies that are coming up in the mosque. And that's why the first time you was on the show, I titled you our Queen Hip Hop Mother, because we have other young women who are coming up who are listening, and their parents are only allowing them to listen to you. So you are a trendsetter. You are a pioneer for the next generation's music, Queen. So please, wear your title. You deserve it. You earn it. You walk the path, and you stand on your square, and you represent so, so very well. And, of course, Brother Problem, I can't say enough about you, brother. I love you so much, and you know I got your back, you know, like no other, and you are just a gift to us from Allah. Every time you say something, it just hits us like a ton of rocks, but it rejuvenates us. So, wow, I don't even think I'm asleep tonight. I'm so hyped. And also, we want to thank Brother Bond and pray that his family is well, as he had to go and deal with an emergency. But we want to thank him and thank him for his efforts and everything that he is doing to bring this music to the forefront. And so, I'm not going to go long with the announcements. Just join us tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. for our economic development show with Brother Vernon. Of course, everyone knows we're on 7 days a week, so go to my Facebook page, Queen Aziza Mariam Muhammad. Get the schedule. We're on every day of the week, so you can't miss us. So thank you all. Thank you all in the chat room. Sorry I didn't get to your questions, but we had a full panel tonight. Thank all of you who called in. Florida represented. Florida was all up in the house. And so was my home state. So thank you, LA, for all of your support. And Brother Ronnie, I'm going to let you take us home. So go ahead, do your thing.
All right. Well, thank you again, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak. And thank you for all the listeners, all the people who called in and, you know, just thank Almighty God for allowing us to have a great show tonight. And thank you for making me your new host of Young, Gifted, and Black. And I promise you I will not let you down, and I will give it my all. And thank you so much. And I'm going to end it in prayer. Forgive me if I don't know it all, but I'm still a work in process. So I just want to say, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Thee, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan are Thy divine servants and apostles. I pray that You bless us and give us the strength and guide us in the right path, the same right path that You guided Abraham and the true followers of Abraham. None can guide us on the true and the righteous path of Abraham but You, and no God but Thee. Father God, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I pray that You guide us on the right path and that You cleanse us from unclean and indecent morals, for none can cleanse us from unclean and indecent morals but Thee. And in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Thee. Ameen. I tried.
Ameen.
Ameen, brother. Ameen.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
All right, y'all. Good night. One nation, one love. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.